Millions of communists and fellow travelers in Europe and America sincerely believed that fascism was a capitalist backlash against the forces of truth and light. As Michael Gold of the New Masses put it in response to the poet Ezra Pound's support for fascism, "When a cheese goes putrid, it becomes Limburger, and some people like it, smell and all. When the capitalist state starts to decay, it goes fascist." Many communists probably don't buy the Trotskyite claim that committed socialists like Norman Thomas were no different from Adolf Hitler, but they were soon under orders to act like they did. In 1928, at Stalin's direction, the Third International advanced the doctrine of social fascism, which held that there was really no difference between a social democrat and a fascist or a Nazi. Fascism was a fighting organization of the bourgeoisie, an organization that rests on the active support of social democracy, which is the moderate wing of fascism. According to the theory of social fascism, a liberal democrat and a Nazi do not contradict each other, but in Stalin's words, complete each other. They are not antipodes, but twins. The strategy behind the doctrine of social fascism was as horribly misguided as the theory behind it. The thinking was that the center would not hold in Western democracies, and in a conflict between fascists and communists, the communists would win. This was one reason, aside from a common outlook on most issues, that communists and Nazis tended to vote together in the Reichstag. The German communists were operating under the Moscow-provided motto, "Nach Hitler kommen wir," after Hitler we take over, or first brown, then red. The doctrine of social fascism had two consequences that are directly relevant to our discussion. The first is that forever afterward, anyone who was against the far left was seen as being in league with the fascist far right. For decades, even after the launch of the Popular Front, if you were against the Soviet Union, you were open to the charge of being a fascist. Even Leon Trotsky, the co-founder of the Soviet state, was labeled a Nazi agent and the leader of a failed fascist coup the moment Stalin decided to get rid of him. Indeed, charges of rightism, fascism, and Nazism were leveled at countless victims of Stalin's purges. Eventually, the international left simply reserved for itself the absolute right to declare whomever it desired to delegitimize a Nazi or fascist without appeal to reason or fact. In time, as Nazism became synonymous with ultimate evil, this became an incredibly useful cudgel which is still wielded today. The second consequence of the doctrine of social fascism was that it caused Hitler to win.